I did something unusual last week. I bought some ebooks that I already own in physical form.
Interesting.
Two by Kelly Link and one by Paolo Bettigalupi. And the reason I did this is they were part of a Humble Bundle.
No, it was very exciting. I've been following Humble Bundle ever since Humble Bundle 1, and I've got almost all of them, and they've decided recently they've branched out into music, and this time around they're branching out into it's e-books, with, I think, Corey Doctorow involved in setting it up and a lot of discussions around that.
Yeah. We'll talk about the actual books in a moment, but the interesting thing is that they started out doing indie games, didn't they?
So we had... I think it's now six humble indie bundles of games with a couple of more specialised ones. And one, I think about four or five specialised ones for particular companies. And then just very recently, the Humble Bundle Music Bundle, I think it was, which was good. I rather liked that one. And now ebooks. So the concept is quite simple. You pay what you like. You can set whatever price you wish for it, anything from a dollar up. And in return, you get the books. If you pay above the average, you get to unlock the extra items. So the games, there'll be five games that you can buy for maybe a dollar if you felt like it, or maybe $10,000 if you felt less inclined. And if the average is $10 and you pay $10.01, then you can unlock the extra.
An extra couple of games
that you get only if you pay more than the average. So it's an interesting concept, especially the pay what you wish part of it. Mm.
Now, part of the money goes to a charity, doesn't it?
Yep. In this case, the Electronic Frontiers Foundation and the Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America, I think, were the main two, and the Child's Play, probably, because they normally give some money to Child's Play.
Mm. And one of the significant things, of course, is all of these books are in electronic format, with no digital rights management attached.
Not the same with the games, but they've always stuck to that. Download it, and then you can install it on whatever you wish, and the same with the books. And they're coming in three formats now too, PDF, Mobi, and EPUB. Yeah, it's a good setup, I really enjoy it. I really like watching to see which computer, or which people's operating systems are paying more. So at the moment, the Linux users are paying $15 to the $14 average out of Mac users, and both of whom are vastly in front of the $11 average of those lowly Windows users. As a Mac user and Linux user, I'm happy to be at the higher end.
Well, is it that they don't have to spend as much money on support that they can afford more for the Humble Bundle?
Yes, that could well be the case, yes. I hadn't thought of it that way. I was going to be doing something somewhat ruder. So I'm quite happy with that one. And the average at the moment is sitting on around $12.50. So if you wanted all eight books, you need to pay more, a little bit more than that.
Well, we should mention what the books are.
Yep. Now, you mentioned you had three, didn't you?
I've actually already got three of them. There were two books by Kelly Link, which are collections of short stories. There's Stranger Things Happen.
Magic for Beginners,
which are wonderful collections. And Kelly Link's been busy winning World Fantasy Awards and things like that. And she was the guest at the last convention in Melbourne, Continuum 8, and was a charming guest. And the other book I had was Pump 6 and Other Stories by... Paolo Bettigalupi, who's probably best known for The Wind Up Girl, which is the Nebula award winning story.
Yep. Well, along with that, we've got Neil Gaiman and Dave McKean's Signal to Noise.
A graphic novel, quite a beautiful book.
Yep. John Scalzi's Old Men's War. Corey Doctorow's in there with Pirate Cinema. The one at Mercedes Lackey with Invasion. I was surprised to see Mercedes Lackey in the list, but I've enjoyed her books in the past. And. One other one, the Lauren Bukes Zoo City. That's the one I actually was most interested in buying the bundle for. So
why?
I read the blurb and it just sounded good, so I was sold. So that's the one I probably got it for more than any other book in the list.
So if you want to pick up 6 to 8 books, head over to humblebundle.com, is it?
Yeah. I should also mention this isn't the only ones which do this. There's also Story Bundle, which does something does the same thing. It's been doing it for longer. This is the first time for Humble to do it, but Story Bundle's been around.
Right. Well, we might take a while to read through them and report back sometime later.
Yep.